We have a generation of people who have been destroyed and are subject to every wind and wave and every flood of the enemy. Drugs, sex, pornography, you name it. Because the walls are torn down and there's no gates or walls or soldiers to keep them. Do you realize the only reason I stand here alive today to preach to you was because there was at least a generation that I was coming up that knew how to keep walls around their children until they got enough sense to know right from wrong. And I'm here to say I got a bunch of witnesses in here. I was made to go to bed at 9 o'clock, even though I was mad as hell. And I thank God because I don't look my age now. Some of you 20 and you look older than me. Some of you, your baby smoking cigarettes and hanging out on Peachtree Street. Because there's nobody to tell them no. And they're being sexually abused and everything else. And I want to look at you and suggest something to you. Until we can cry about somebody else's problem, we can't touch it. And the problem with the church is allowing a whole generation to go to hell, unwalled and ungated, and we ain't even crying about it. We ain't even fasting about it. We don't really care about it, just as long as I get my breakthrough and my dance and hear my song. Right now, church, we're standing at the gateway of a new day that's already sprung. And everything we were doing, even as church, got to be radically changed. Or we are dead. And this whole thing that we had this morning was a mockery before God. Because nobody's weeping about nobody. And all we did was come in for our club meeting and do the familiar things that sanctified folk do. What is our mission? Please look at me. Our mission is not to come in this building for a couple of hours. Our mission is not to listen to Bishop Long and listen to a choir. Our mission is not to get a little dance and a little oil. It's not to go to the breakthrough after breakthrough after breakthrough conference. If you ain't broke through yet, you ain't gonna break through. And a matter of fact, the hindrance of most of our breakthrough is that you're selfish and you're trying to break through. And God says, until you grab some other folk to go with you, I'll never let you get to the next level. What is our mission? To give light to those who sit in darkness. What does the church become? Lights to the light. We come into our worship and we're lights and we want to light each other up. Look at your neighbor and say, you got a light? That's all we do. Pray for me. Lay hands on me. Light me up. You are the light of the world. Why you keep coming in here trying to get lit? And because you won't keep a dynamic prayer life, your pilot light keeps getting blown out and you keep coming here getting it restarted. I'm here to tell you, you better send up your own timber to the point that you're on fire 24/7. You are the light of the world. And the reason why you haven't got that promotion and the reason why you didn't get that job that you wanted and you're still at the same old job is because God sent you as light into darkness. And until you light that place up, he ain't gonna promote you to somewhere else. Why is he gonna send you somewhere? See, you think you went there for the money. You didn't go there for the money. And the reason why you're discouraged is that you ain't making enough. What you get paid on Friday is seed. And if you're faithful with your seed can outdo Rockefeller. But you need to understand, I didn't send you there for a paycheck. I sent you there to be a light in darkness. And if you can be a light in darkness, I'll pay for your food. I'll get you into a house. I'll heal your body. I'll fix your marriage. I'll do things that you ain't even spoke about if you can understand that you were sent as lights to darkness. Kids are being raped right now. Girls are being prostituted. Fathers are raping their children right now, and we're sitting in here having church. Fatherless generation and men growing up, boys growing up thinking they're women, and women growing up thinking they're men and loving one another because nobody will stand and tell them. Folk have been delivered from homosexuality and lesbianism, but they're afraid to say it in church because church folk are too judgmental. Instead of rejoicing about the deliverance, we're going to sit and frame. You better shed. You got a past. You got a history. You came out of darkness. You better be glad, son. You weren't always all that. And you still ain't that. You on your way to that, but you still got some stuff that's just between you and God. And God said, I ain't releasing you from that stuff until you release somebody from where you've been. You are a light unto the darkness. And the shadow of death. There are babies being born at Grady with HIV, and nobody to hold them, nobody to love on them, and we're sitting at home crying because somebody left us wanting love. You want love? Go to Grady and say, you got any babies I can hold? Because those babies will hold you. They're innocent of their plight. So even though the doctor can't help you, the doctor is here, and I'm by his stripes. I'm declaring right now, even in the valley and shadow of death, you shall not die, but you shall live and proclaim the goodness of God. My calling to fulfill is to bring those out of the shadows of death and to bring them out of darkness. Not go to church. And the reason why most of us are sick of church, because this clinker clinker was good for the 40s. And this photo op was good for the 50s. Maybe the 60s. Well, let's go ahead and throw the 70s. But we stopped. And we made the church the mission. Do you realize 80% of folk in here are saved? And if folk was to come who wasn't saved, that 80% wouldn't give up their seat. We got to radically change. We got to stop saving the front rows for deacons and stuff and make that for visitors. And when we find out who's coming in for the first time, whether they got a do-rag, an earring pierced through the nose, drunk, high, whatever. This is your seat.
Harvest time, the wind will blow. It's harvest time, how will they know? Many are dying, many are lost. It's harvest time, it's harvest time. It's harvest time, I'll go. It's harvest time.
And we got to enter into the mission field that's vastly different from any way that we have ever known. We make Isaiah 43 too spiritual. God is doing a new thing. Will you not know it? And we get there and we speak in tongue and all of that, and we're still looking for old spiritual stuff. Watch me. We got to learn the language and the thinking and the customs of a postmodern culture. Today's folk don't know what an elder is. Most folk outside think bishop is my first name.
Yes, Lord, I go.
They're not caught up in all of this stuff. That's why they won't come to church.
To those who are dying, to those who are lost, it's harvest time, it's harvest time, it's harvest time, I'll go.
Most of the church never speaks what the children are dealing with, never even knows the language, and are trying to beat them over the head with a grandmama's religion, and they're looking at you like you're crazy. They don't understand grandma. They never even knew they had a grandma. It's time to preach the old-fashioned gospel in a new tongue, not of word alone, but of lifestyles and of images that speak to this generation of today.
Until the whole world knows, until the whole world knows, the gospel is good news, the anointing breaks the yoke. Until the whole world knows, until the whole, I'll keep going till the whole world knows. Until the whole world knows. Until the whole world knows. The gospel is good news. The anointing breaks the yoke. Until the whole world knows. Until the whole, keep going and going, going and going, I'll keep going.